Sukkah Dalad Mishniyud. Kimaseh b'chol, kach maseh b'shabbos. The same way they did on Chol, they did also on Shabbos. But the problem is that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. So what do? Ela shahim amalim erev Shabbos chavish al zov she'enu mekudashos min ha-shiluach. Rather, erev Shabbos, they would take a barrel of gold that was not mekudashos. It wasn't hektish, and they took it from the shiluach. Now, the reason that a dafka had to be something that wasn't hektish is because we're going to see that it was going to be left overnight, and something that's kodesh, that's left overnight, if there's water in that, it becomes pusul because of lina. It was left overnight. That's why dafka had to be something that wasn't kodesh, that wouldn't become pusul with lina, which is leaving overnight. Umanicha belishka, and they left it inside a chamber. Nishbecha o nisgalsa, but what would happen if it spilled out, or it was uncovered, and if it's uncovered, it's mayim migulim, and it's not fitting to be brought on the mizbeach, mayim migulim, like the Rav explained. So what they do? Haimamali minakior. The next alternative would be they would fill up a pitcher from the kior that they would use to wash every day. Now the kior also was kodesh. So how were they able to use water that was in the kior? So like we had in Yom at the end, that every night they would lower down the kior into a cistern that had water in it. There was a special device they used to roll it down. So this way the water that was inside of the kior would not be considered new water. It would be attached to the water that was in the bor. So it wasn't considered leftover water in the kior. So they would use this water. Worse came to worse, if the water from the shiluach spilled or became mayim megulim. Shayayin v'mayim megulim psulim l'gabi mizbeach. And the reason they had to do this is because wine and water that's megulim is possible for the mizbeach.